对啊，随时随地我们要提高警觉，要警醒，留意到啊我们的仇敌。
So nowadays we also need to at all times be aware and be aware of the attacks of the enemies or from the enemies.
不然的话我们在做的时候会突然间呢会碰到很多这些破坏。
Or else we will be attacked and a lot of destruction will be done by the enemy.
有一些事情我们根本都还没有做就已经被破坏掉了。
And maybe some of the things that we wanted to do, we haven't even done it, and it's already been destroyed.
好，所以从这一段里呢，让我们看到，神在尼西米心中使他有这样的智慧啊。
And so we can see from this section that God has given the wisdom to Nehemiah to close his mouth.
好，那属灵的智慧让我们看透撒旦的这些诡计啊。
And our spiritual wisdom will let us see through the evil works of devil.
我们需要这样的智慧。
We need such wisdom.
好，再看到第十七节啊。
Look at verse 17.
啊，之后呢？看到之后，现在看以后，我对他们说，我们所遭遇的灾难啊，耶路撒冷怎么样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。
Then I said to them, "You see the distress that we are in. How Jerusalem lies in waste; its gates are burned with fire."
啊，说来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem.
免得再受凌辱。
That we may no longer be a reproach.
好，十八节说啊。
18.
说我告诉他们呢，我神施恩的手怎么样帮助我。
And I told him of the hand of my God, which has been good upon me.
啊，并王对我所说的话。
And also of the king's words that he has spoken to me.
他们就说我们起来建造吧。
So they said, let us rise up and build.
好，于是他们奋勇做这善工。
Then they set their hands to do this good work.
好，这一段要看出尼希米怎么样带动百姓。
Here we can see how Nehemiah guided the people.
好，那我们看他怎么样带动。
How did he guide the people?
第一个，他对他们说啊，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎么样荒凉，城门啊被火焚烧的情况，你们都看见了。
First, he said, "We have seen how the Jerusalem lies in waste, and the gates are burned, and how distressed we are."
这个就是啊，你们都看见了。
We have seen it.
把这个城墙被破坏的状况，这个想很详细啊，大家都看见了。
And the destruction of the walls and of the city, everybody has seen it.
这是很重要，第一个
意象。This is a very important, and this is the first step.
要让大家都看见，我们要做的是什么事
？To have everyone see what we're about to do.
为什么我们要做这件工作
？Why do we need to do such things?
让大家都了解它的需要性，它的必要性。
To let everybody understand the need and the purpose.
你看，现在我们这个城墙被破坏到这样子，大家都看见了这样子啊。
See how the building and the wall has been destroyed. We can all see it.
所以在教会里面，我们在做啊，推动各样的这个事工，这一项很重要。
This first step is also very important to when we're trying to develop the works in church.
我们在带领教会啊，绝对不能让弟兄姐妹闭着眼睛跟着走，不是这样子。
When we guide someone, we should not have everyone have their eyes closed and lead them like blind people. No.
我们自己呢，要看得清清楚楚。
Everyone needs to everyone needs to see very clearly.
我们要让所有的弟兄姐妹看得清清楚楚。
We need to have everyone see very clearly.
啊，我们都看见了。
We have all seen it.
对，不是像主耶稣说了说啊，那一些文士、法利赛人说你们是瞎子领瞎子，那就不好了。
It is not like what Jesus said about the Pharisees. You are the blind leading the blind.
对，所以在教会里面，我们在带领各样的事工，我们本身就要像尼西米一样，先去了。看得很了解得很清楚，然后也要让所有的弟兄姐妹呢也来了解啊，这个现在我们所要啊工作的这种需要性啊。
So when we're guiding or doing holy work in church, We all need to first observe and see very clearly with our own eyes, then guide everybody and have everybody also see very clearly with their own eyes.
那么这一点呢，在带领上面，就是说，第一个要形成共识啊，形成共识。
And this is to say that when we're guiding someone, we need to be united.、
啊、当一件事情要这个
need to be of one mind.
一件事情要开始做之前呢、啊、要先形成共识、嗯、
So before we can start a work or start anything we need to be all、be of one mind、
啊、共识就能同心
Because if we are of one mind then we can have unity、
啊、同心团结就有力量
And when we have unity we have strength
如果还没有共识就没有办法同心
If we cannot have one mind then we cannot have unity
那这样动起来呢一定会啊，形成很多这些啊，啊这个啊抵挡的力量出来。
And if we don't have all these, when we move, then there will be a lot of obstructions. 啊，
再看下面的。
We see onwards.
好，下面说，来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
Second part of verse 17, Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach.
现在重建城墙目的何在?
What is the purpose of rebuilding the wall?
目标很明确。
The purpose is, or the goal is very clear.
做一件事情要让大家为什么要做这个事情?
When we do anything, we need to know why we're doing it.
很明确。
We need to be clear.
免得再受凌辱。
Or else we'll be reproached.
这是目标明确。
So we have to have a clear goal or purpose.
我们做任何一件事情都要有一个明确的目标，也就是我们的目的。
So no matter what we do, we need to have a clear goal or purpose.
那这个目的啊，是关系到每一个人的。
And this purpose or goal concerns everyone.
所以大家就会关心这个事情。
Then everyone will also care about this.
大家就会愿意啊投入啊参与这件事情。
And everyone will use their hearts and work hard to participate in this project or matter.
就是我们带领教会里面就事工的一个原则。
This is how we guide the church in doing holy work.
所以形成共识之后，而且要提出正确的这个目标。
We need to first have unity or of one mind, and then we have to have a goal or a purpose.
好，那再看第十八节。
Look at verse 18.
这十八节说，我要告诉他们啊，我神施恩的手怎么样帮助我。
And 18, it says, I told them of the hand of my God which has been good upon me.
并且王啊对我所说的话。
Also the king's words that were spoken.
这个就是见证神的这个施恩的神的帮助。
This is Nehemiah testifying of God's help.
这是第一章我们所看到前面的所看到的。
This is what we saw in verse in chapter 1.
这是尼希米信心的一个表现。
This is the faith of Nehemiah.
他怎么样靠神
？How he relied on God.
神怎么样帮助他
？And how God has helped him.
那么最明显的就是王对。尼希米所说的话，这个是，看到神的这个能力啊。
And the power of God was shown most obviously in what in the words that the king had told Nehemiah.
现在大家有共识了。
Now everyone had one mind.
知道这件事情是很需要做啊，大家很必要性知道。
And they know that they have to do this thing and.It is necessary to do this thing.
那这个目标啊，我们的目的也很清楚了。
And the goal is very clear.
现在所需要的是什么
？What do we need most?
就是信心。
Faith.
有一些事情啊，说啊，对这个事情，我们对我们很需要。
Some things we need very desperately.
那个目标也是很明确，没有错。
And also the goal is very clear too.
这是有一件事情。
But there's one thing.
这个事情太困难了。
Oh, it's too difficult.
那还是没有用啊。
Then what's the use?
虽然知道了，但是很想做，可是没有用，没有，很困难，太困难了，大家不敢。
Even though you know it and you want to do it, but you think it's too hard.
所以有很多。
What's the use?
有很多事情呢，哇，计划是很好，大家也认为很好，可是没有办法去推动。
So sometimes when you have an excellent plan, and everything is ready and willing to do it, but you cannot move, push this project. Why?
啊，缺乏这个信心呢。
Because you lack faith.
譬如有些地方呀，要啊建会堂啊，要买会堂啊。
For example, some places might need to build a church or buy a church.
那种需要性大家都会感受到的。我们现在没有地方聚会，哎呀，我们应该要买会堂。
Everyone can feel that because they go, oh, we have no place to hold our service. We know we need to buy a chapel.
那我们需要买一个怎么样的会堂？
And we know we need to buy a chapel, but what kind of chapel do we need to buy?
大家有共识，大家也都很清楚。
Oh, everyone knows and have hope, and they have one mind in what kind of church they want.
然后就谈到说，那我们需要多少经费
？And they see how much money they need.
哇，谈到经费，大家就哇，太困难了。
And when they see the amount of money needed, they go, "Oh man, it's too hard."
我们现在哪有那么多能力？
And how we do not have this kind of ability right now.
我们现有的钱才不到十分之一，怎么可能？
We only have less than 10% of the price. How is this possible?
啊，再等三年吧。
Oh, let's wait 3 more years later.
哇，还是没有办法，动不起来。
Even after 3 years, you might not be able to do it.
所以下面这个18节这个很重要。
So verse 18 is very important.
这个就是一种信心的激励。
This is an encouragement of faith.
你看神就是这样带领我的。
This is how God guides us.
所以把这种见证，神怎么样施恩帮助他，这种事情来向百姓说明，就是一种信心的激励。
And when Nehemiah testified the works of God, this is an encouragement of faith.
那这种信心的激励就是很重要。
This encouragement of faith is very important.
我们参考一节圣经
Let's take a look at a verse.
在马可福音。
In Mark.
马可福音第九章。
Chapter 9.
马可福音第九章，这里有发生一件事情。
In Mark chapter 9, something happened.
就从十四节以下，这里就看到说当时有一个人呢，他的孩子犯鬼，带到门徒这边要求他们赶鬼。
From verse 14 onwards, it tells us how a child who was possessed and the disciples was trying to depossess him.
18节这里说他们这个门徒啊，这鬼都赶不出去。
But when the disciples try to cast the devil out, they cannot.
但是他们耶稣下山来的时候，他们就到耶稣面前来，把这个事情告诉主耶稣。
So when Jesus came down from the mountain, they told Jesus the situation.
十九节，我们看十九节。
Please look at verse 19.
那耶稣就很感叹说：“啊，这个不信的时代。”
Jesus said very sadly, "Oh, faithless generation."
我在你们这里要到什么时候啊
？How long shall I be with you?
我忍耐你们要到什么时候啊？
How long shall I bear with you?
把他带到我这里来吧。
Bring him to me.
那么他们就把这个孩子带来。
And they brought the child to him.
带来的时候，那个鬼啊，哇，就叫那个孩子就抽风，就倒在地上，翻来覆去，口中吐沫。
And when they brought the child to him, the spirit convulsed in him, and he fell on the ground, wallowed, foamed in the mouth.
那么耶稣就问他的父亲说他得这个病有多少日子了
21. So Jesus asked his father, how long has this been going on?
他就回答说从小时候就这样子鬼好几次把他扔在锅里水里要灭他。
From childhood 22 has often thrown him both into fire and into water to destroy him.
那就要求说你若能做什么求你怜悯我们帮助我们。
And if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.
在这一件事情上面，在门徒来讲是很困难，没有办法去完成的事情。
And in this situation, it was very difficult for the disciples. They could not accomplish the task.
那现在这个做父亲的也感觉到说，他的门徒都不能。那么现在，这个主耶稣是不是能，也不肯定。
And the father saw clearly that the disciples could not. And he was wondering, he wasn't sure whether if Jesus could.
好，那现在看23节。
So verse 23.
这个主耶稣就对他说了，说你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。
If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
能不能是在于信心，不是在于说啊，到底啊，主耶稣能不能？
So all things are possible if to those who believe. So it depends on your faith, not on whether Jesus can do it or not.
只要你有信心，那就没有问题了。
If you have faith, then everything will be done.
哦，所以这个时候孩子的父亲呢，就明白了。
Then immediately the father of the child understood.
他立时就喊着说，说我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
So he cried out, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
往往我们是有信心，但是这个信心是不够的，不够用的。
Many times we have the faith, but the faith is not enough.
所以我们感觉到这件事情困难，我们没有办法去做。
And we feel it's very difficult, and we are unable to do it.
这个时候就需要信心的帮助。
This at this particular moment,Then we need the faith. We need more faith.
所以尼西米他知道这些百姓现在，最需要的就是信心。
And Nehemiah knew at this particular moment the people need more faith.
虽然知道这个工程很艰难，但是呢，只要有信心就没有问题。
He knew that this construction is very difficult.
所以尼西米
But with faith, all things are possible.
借着神的施恩的手帮助他来激励他们的信心
and through the help of God he strengthened their faith
所以然后我们看这个之后主耶稣就把鬼赶出去了
and Jesus cast out the evil spirit
这个就是信心
from the boy
所以说我们有碰到一些有时候我们就感觉到哇这个事情很困难
This is faith. So when we feel everything is something is very difficult, we cannot accomplish it. Then this is time when we need to bring out that faith.
最后要去完成它，就是要有信心。
And to fulfill the or to finish the work, we need to have faith.
好，那我们看这个，看回来尼希米记第二章。
Please turn back to Nehemiah chapter 2.
所以当尼希米这样告诉他们这些见证之后。
So after Nehemiah testified the wonderful works of God,
他们的信心呢就得到了激励。
Their faith was stimulated.
所以他们就说话了
And so they spoke.
他们就说：“我们起来建造吧。
”Let us rise and build.
这些人就自己我们起来建造吧，大家很同心。
The people said themselves.In unity, let us rise and build.
这是一个很有信心的表现。
This is an act of great faith.
所以下面说，于是他们就奋勇做这善工。
And they set their hands to do this good work.
讲到这个奋勇，为什么会要说奋勇呢
？And why did they say they set their hands？
不仅是说这个工程的困难没有问题。
This means not only was the difficulty of the work, they didn't mind the difficulty of the work.
在面对仇敌的这个阻挡也不怕。
They were also not afraid of the enemy's attack anymore.
我们要留意这两项。
We need to take emphasis on these two points.
这样属灵的工程在进行，不是单单看到就这些工作有什么困难度要去克服，不是只有看到这些。
So when a spiritual work is in progress, we not only need to see what kind of obstructions or difficulties that exist.
我们更要留意到，我们要面对我们的仇敌。
We have to also know how to face our enemy.
这是不能忽略的。
We cannot ignore or forsake this particular point.
看一下这个彼得前书第五章。
Please look at First Peter.
彼得前书第五章
First Peter chapter 5
彼得前书第五章第八节
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8
彼得前书第五章第八节
1 First Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
这里说务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
好，第九节。
Verse 9,
说你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他。
Resist them steadfast in faith.
因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也都是经历这样的苦难。
Knowing that the same suffering are experienced by your brotherhood in the world.
好，这是我们不能忽略的。
This is something we cannot neglect.
时时刻刻都要警醒，要谨守，对付我们的仇敌。
We need to be sober, be vigilant, and deal with our enemies at all times.
所以要勇敢。
We need to be brave.
怎么样勇敢？
How do we be brave?
看以弗所书第六章。
Look at Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章看第十节
Verse
10以弗所书第六章第十节
Ephesians chapter 10 verse, chapter 6 verse 10
好，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Finally be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
今天我们要对付我们的仇敌。
Today when we face our enemies,
不是靠血气之勇。
We do not use our own flesh.
是要依赖主的大能大力。
We need to rely on the mighty power of God.
哦，做刚强的人，我们就勇敢。
And be strong and brave.
哎，还要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
And you need to put on the armor of God.
就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And you will be able to stand against the wild wills of the devil.
我们在尼希米记里都看到这魔鬼的诡计。
And Nehemiah, we see the wills of the devil.
当时那一些仇敌的诡计多端啊。
And you can see the enemies, they have many things up their sleeves.
要依靠主的大能大力啊，勇敢，还要有神全副的军装。
And we need to rely on the power of His might and put on the armor of God.
我们会看到尼希米他是有全副军装的人。
You can see Nehemiah has put on the armor of God.
他也把百姓武装起来才得胜。
And he also armored the people so that they can win.
这个十二节告诉我们。
Verse 12 tells us.
说因为我们呢、并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的。管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空所联系的恶魔征战。
Chapter 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, not against principalities, against power, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against prince spiritual host of the wickedness in this heavenly places.
所以我们征战不是凭血气的这种兵器啊。
So when we wrestle, we're not wrestling against the flesh and blood.
十三节说，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
So verse 13 says, take up the whole armor of God.
就是神的武器了。
Which is the armor of God.
这样就可以在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就一切，还能够站立得住。
And we can withstand in the evil days and having done all that, stand firm.
所以这里我们看到他们呢就奋勇做这三功。
So we see, in Nehemiah, they fervently start doing the works, the rebuilding.
信心对工作方面有把握。
They had the faith. They had faith in their own powers to fulfill the work.
对仇敌方面勇敢。
They were brave against their enemies.
做刚强的人。
They became strong men.
不惧怕。
With no fear.
这样才能完成这件工程的。
Only through this way, can they accomplish this work?
现在看回来啊，《尼希拉记》这个《尼希米记》第二章十九节。
Nehemiah chapter 2.
他们开始动，要动起来了啊。
They started to work.
动起来，开始要来动工了。
And when they have started to work,
但是呢，你看仇敌就出现了。
The enemies appeared again.
十九节就讲到，你看这个何伦人陈巴拉。 便为奴的亚门人多比亚，还加上亚拉伯人之善，听见就嗤笑我们，藐视我们，说你们做什么呢？要背叛王吗？哦，你看仇敌马上出来阻挡。
And you can see in verse 19, immediately the enemies came to attack them.
刚大家已经起来了，马上仇敌就来阻挡，还没有一块砖头都还没有动。
And as soon as they said, "Let's rise up," the enemies immediately came to try to stop them. They haven't even laid one brick yet.
那这里就让我们知道，今天我们要建立我们的个人的信心的这个灵修的生活，以及教会里面呢。团契的生活，我们时时刻刻，我们每一个动作，仇敌就会阻挡，每一个动作他都要阻挡。
And so here we can see very clearly that whenever we're doing the Lord's work, no matter what it is, every step of the way we will have hindrances from our enemies.
所以彼得说，总要警醒谨守啊。
So Paul said we need to stand awake, keep awake and
obedient. 那我们从这边就可以清楚看到了。
We can see this very clearly.
所以这个参巴拉这个是属血气的。
The Sanballat is of the flesh.
这个多比亚是属情欲的。
And Tobia is of the fleshy desires.
基善就是属于人意的。
And Gishom is of the worldly desires.
那今天这些都存在在我们的肉体里头。
And these three all exist in our body.
时时刻刻要以圣灵来为敌的。
And these three constantly battle with our Holy Spirit.
那他们第一个开始就攻击了。
And immediately they start to attack.
还是用嗤笑的、藐视的。
They laughed at them. And despise them.
你们要做什么呢？你们能做什么呢？
What can you do?
要背叛王吗？
You're going to rebel against the king?
有一种藐视，同时有一种威胁。
They despise them, they scorn them, and they also threaten them.
目的是什么？
What's the purpose?
第一，要你失去信心。
To have you lose your faith.
嗤笑藐视是要你失去信心。
When they laugh, scorn, and despise, they want you to lose your faith.
让你软弱下来。
So that you may become weak again.
那么说威胁要你惧怕。
When they threaten you, they want you to be scared.
就是仇敌这个诡计。
This is all the works of your enemies.
我们要了解，这个是今天撒旦的一个阻挡、破坏，都是这样的，相同的这种情况。
We have to realize this is the method that Satan uses to try to defeat us.
当你想要为教会、为主做一些什么，撒旦的攻击就会让你软弱下来。
And when we want to do anything for the Lord, Satan will try his best to make us fall.
他可能借着参巴拉说一句话。
Maybe he uses Sanballat to say a word.
你就软弱下来了。
Then you become weak.
他可能借着亚门人在心里头来对付一下。
Maybe he will use the Ammonites, which is in your heart.To do something to you.
你想到体贴肉体的软弱，你就信心就软弱下来了。
And because you are concerned with your own flesh, fleshly desires, then you also become weak.
所以我们也要特别留意。
So we need to take heed.
还有这种威胁，这个要惧怕，你会感觉到，会让你觉得惧怕。
And when they threaten you, you will become fearful.
对，当我们想到哇，这个事情。
And let us think, oh man, this is horrible.
这件事情太困难了。
This thing is too difficult.
我们会胆怯。
And we become frightful.
这些都是撒旦常用的一个伎俩。
And these are all the works of the devil.
好，那再看到二十节。
Look at verse 20.
我们看到尼西米他就要面对这个仇敌，他要怎么对付。
And let's see how Nehemiah stand against his enemies.
这是第一回合的这个面对。
This is like round one of the confrontation.
尼西米说，我就回答他们说。
So I answered them.
天上的神必使我们亨通。
I said to them, the God of heaven himself will prosper.
这是对付第一项，藐视、嗤笑。
This is to rebuke those who were laughing, despising, and scorning them.
这意思就是说，我们现在这些犹大人这个人虽然都是软弱的，不能做什么。
He's saying, yes, we are weak and we cannot do anything.
我们不是靠自己。
But we do not rely on ourselves.
天上的神必使我们亨通。
The God of heaven himself will prosper us.
那就没有问题了。
Then there's nothing.
哎，说
there's no problem.
哎，那就不会因为他们的嗤笑藐视来软弱下来了。
And then the Israelites will not weaken because of their laughing, despising, and scorning.
这个就是啊，刚才我们看到彼得前书那里用坚固的信心抵挡他。
And this is what we can see from 1 Peter, how a strong faith can defeat.
哎，所以我们要有坚固的信心来抵挡撒旦的这种诡计。
We have to have a strong faith to defeat the works of the Satan.
下面第二句话说，我们做他的仆人要起来建造。
The second sentence that Nehemiah says, therefore we his servants will arise and build.
哦，这个仇敌啊，威胁说要背叛王吗？哦，这个就是威胁。
So when the enemies threatened, they say, will you rebel against the king?
那尼希米说，我们做天上神的仆人要起来建造。
And Nehemiah replied, therefore we, his servants, will arise and build.
哎，不是背叛王，是顺从天上神的旨意。
This is not to go against or rebel against the king, but to that they had in facing the enemy.
是顺从神的旨意。
To do the will of God.
因为我们是神的仆人。
Because we are servants of God.
我们要顺从神的旨意来完成这件工作。
Therefore we will obey the will of God and build and complete this mission.
下面最后一句话。
And the last part.
说你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念。
But you have no inheritance or rights or memorial in Jerusalem.
跟仇敌啊，划清界限。
They have drawn the line against the enemy.
分得清清楚楚。
They separated themselves from the enemy.
这一件事情跟你们一点这个关系都没有。
This, the thing that we do has nothing to do with it.
第一啊，你们这些人在耶路撒冷是没有份的。
And you have no heritage in Jerusalem.
你们有没有权柄来干涉什么的？
And you have no rights, no authority over us.
还有你们是不没有纪念就是。不蒙神所悦纳。
And to have no memorial means God will not accept them.
你们跟神是无关的。
And they have nothing to do with God anymore.
所以今天呢，这个尼希米他就是以这样来面对仇敌。
And this is the attitude that Nehemiah had when facing the enemy.
这个就第一有信心的面对啊。
This is the faith that he had.
再来明白神的旨意。
He understood the will of God.
对，认清敌我。
He recognized who is the enemy.
有时候有一些人这么说。
Sometimes people will say.
敌我分不清，一直讲爱心。
He kept on talking about love, but and you don't really you don't consider him as your enemy.
这样你就没有办法去抵挡他，你是中计的，中计。
Then you have fallen to his trap.
那个仇敌最知道你的软弱弱点，抓住了，那你就被这个捆绑。
Your enemy knows your weakness, and if he grabs hold of your weakness, then you are bounded by him.
那你就受他辖制了，受他摆布了。
And you are controlled by him.
对仇敌呀，不要客气。
So when you're facing your enemies, do not be polite.
无份、无权、无纪念。很彻底的才可以。
No heritage, no rights, and no memorial.
不能对撒旦客气呀。
You cannot be polite to Satan.
不能对仇敌讲，对这个魔鬼讲爱心啊。
You cannot talk of love to Satan.
这个是撒旦的工作，你还爱心啊，爱心啊，那你就人家交给他了。
And if this is the work of Satan, yet you try to treat him with love, then you yourself be.Will be trapped by him.
所以这三个原则，我们要得胜我们的仇敌的诡计。
This is the three rules of how to win against your enemy.
坚固的信心。
Firm faith.
明白神的旨意。
Know the will of God.
再来，敌我看分清楚。
And draw your line against your enemies.
不给他任何的一个机会。
Do not give him any opportunities against you.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So, and the Bible tells us,
不要给撒旦留余地。
Do not leave anything for Satan to do.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Please look at Ephesians chapter 4.
今天我们一定要很警醒，很谨守。
Today we have to be sober and we have to be vigilant.
第二十七节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27.
这里提到也不可给魔鬼留地步。
Nor give place to the devil.
所以我们要在做好我们这个属灵的工程啊。
So when we're doing the spiritual work,
魔鬼是破坏的。
Satan will always try to destroy.
在二十四节那里说，我们这个个人灵修的功夫啊，就是要穿上新人，像神的形象一样。
In our spiritual cultivation, we have to do what verse 24 says, which is to put on a new man, which was created according to God.
怎么样完成这个工作啊？
So in order to complete holy work,
这个下面就提到这些哦。其中二十七节就是说，不可也不可给魔鬼留地步。
So in verse 27 it says, "Do not give place to the devil."
因为你给你留地步啊，你就被破坏啊。
Because if you give place to the devil, then you will be destroyed.
我们就不能成功了。
And the work will not be completed.
所以今天我们在建造这个属灵的工程上面。
So when we're doing spiritual work,
在我们的生活上面呢，我们特别要留意。
In our daily lives, we need to place great emphasis on.
认清楚撒旦的这个工作。
Know the works of the devil.
看清楚我们的仇敌。
Know your enemy.
血气是我们仇敌。
Fleshly desires are your enemy.
情欲是我们仇敌。
The flesh is your enemy.
人欲是我们仇敌。
The human will is your enemy.
如果看不清楚的话，就会中计了。
And if you cannot see these three things, then you have fallen to Satan's trap.
我们也可以看到一个实际的例子。
We can see an example, an actual example.
那这个实际的例子呢？就是主耶稣给我们留下的榜样。
This example is also an example set by Jesus.
我们看马太福音第十六章。
Please look at Matthew chapter 17.
马太福音第十六章。
Excuse me, Matthew chapter 16.
看这个很清楚，可以让我们学到这样的一个。
This is something that we can learn very clearly. Matthew chapter 16.
看二十一节。
Verse 21.
这个主耶稣啊。主事门徒说啊，我必须上耶路撒冷去啊，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且呢被杀，第三日要复活。
From this time Jesus showed the disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, be killed and be raised again on third day.
那彼得就拉着他劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
22. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you.
那耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦退我后边去，去吧。
But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan.
你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Because you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man.
你看，是不是看到积善出现了？这个彼得是不是被积善利用啊？
Can you see a gizm there? Peter was used by gizm.
你看，这个很清楚的嘛。
This is very clearly seen.
那如果有人说，哎呀，耶稣怎么这样讲？那彼得那么爱他。
Some people might think, how can Jesus do such things or say such things when Peter loved him so much?
怎么赶撒旦？
What if I get out Satan?
这个耶稣做不会错的啦。
Jesus will do no wrong.
我们没有看到基善，我们只有看到彼得。
We did not see Jesus, we only saw Peter.
主耶稣是爱彼得的，没有错。
Jesus can say, Peter, you're wrong.
但是主耶稣不能爱撒旦啊。
But Jesus cannot love Satan.
所以有时候我们没有看到撒旦，我们只有看到人。
So many times we only see the human, the person, not the Satan.
中计了。
And therefore you have fallen to Satan's trap.
但主耶稣看到撒旦。
But Jesus here saw Satan.
因为彼得这个时候所讲的话，在人听来呢，哇，那就是爱主的表现。
And what Peter has spoken in the eyes of man, this is a this is definitely loving God.
但是在属灵里头，我们看到这个是撒旦的诡计。
But spiritually, if we look at it from a spiritual point of view, you can see this is the work of Satan.
破坏神的救恩。
This is to destroy the salvation of God.
所以主耶稣很不客气的，撒旦退我过去。
So that's why Jesus said very meanly, "Get behind me, Satan."
你心里就是这样子。
This is so.
所以他才能不会被中计。
This is so with Nehemiah. This is the way that he will not be caught.
在教会里面的这种事情一定会发生的。
In church, things like this will happen.
所以看不清楚的人一定会中计的。
And those who cannot see this clearly will fall into the trap.
所以刚才我有提到说有这样撒旦的工作啊，大家都被搅扰的，就不想做啊。
And in church, sometimes there's a work of Satan, and the people are all disrupted by them and didn't know what to do.
那也很简单。
Very easy.
就是主耶稣这个拿出来就好了。
Use what Jesus said.
奉主耶稣圣名，撒旦退去。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, Satan, get behind me.
有一个姐妹啊，以前也住在这边，现在搬到美国去了。
There's a sister who used to live here, but she moved to the U.S. now.
她被教会一个姐妹缠着，这半夜都不能睡觉。
This sister was disturbed or disrupted by another sister all the way till midnight, and they would not let her sleep. She would not let her sleep. And it got to the point where her whole family was disrupted by this person, and she did not know what to do. She called me. Preacher, what should I do?
我说你很简单啊，你跟他说什么话？你跟他意思为什么要一直跟他这啊谈什么？
I said, it's very simple. Why do you keep on talking to her? What is there to talk about?
他打电话呢，你就听到他就是奉主耶稣圣名，撒旦退去，电话就挂下来。
So as soon as you hear her on the phone, you say, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, get out, Satan, and hang the phone up.
他再打过来，就是也是这样子，只有这句话，没有其他的话。
And if she calls again, do the same thing again. There's no other words to speak to this person.
顶多三次啊，就没了。
The most she will call is probably 3 times, no more.
哎，他就是这样就好了。
And it was so, and this is the way she got rid of her problem.
她得到平安了。
Then she received peace.
不然的话，你就没有根本，你扰乱到你整个家庭破掉了。
Or if you don't, because if you don't do this, the Satan will disrupt your family until it breaks.
所以我们要学习啊，这个属灵的功课。
So we have to learn the spirit.
我们今天就讲到这个第二章，我们一起感谢祷告。
Then this ends our class, and let's kneel down and pray.